Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode on the Think It Through podcast. Podcast that states there is no truth until you decide what truth is, and we're here to help you think it through. In today's episode, I have to share my dream that I had last night. I'm recording this on my birthday, January 3rd. I am now 33 years young and ever evolving. I want to wrap up some of the things that I've been seeing over the last few months, tell you where I've been, and what you can expect from this podcast moving forward. So with that, let's sit back, relax, and let's think it through. Hello, everybody. Happy new calendar new year to you all. May God, whoever you call God, grant you a successful calendar new year, and that you are able to step into the person that you want to be, do the things that you want to do, and most importantly, live life on your own terms the way that you see fit. So, yes, I wrapped up another semester in college, learned a lot of new things, met some great people, receiving awesome mentorship politically, business-wise, and academically. So God is definitely hooking your girl up in ways that I would not have ever imagined. I said on my personal page that I am stepping into the woman that I've always envisioned and wanted to be. I just had no idea as to how that would shape out or shape up. I'm doing a lot of things. I have a lot of things planned, and I'm putting it into motion. I saw a post, and I have to stick with it, because usually when I have big ideas, I want to share it. I want to tell what I'm doing, and I'm so excited. You know, and I got to learn how not to do that, because I can be impulsive. When I'm excited, I can become impulsive. So, just know I have a lot of things going on. I am finally a 501(c). So I am a charitable organization. I am a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that is geared towards, education, training, research, and empowering the lives of community, my community, I should say, and just making them more aware of what is happening and what's going on, whether they are adults and or youth. I feel as though we have to go back and retrain our youth if you live here in the United States, based upon the Constitution. So that is what I've been talking about. That's why I started this podcast, also to help me learn how to public speak, because I've passed public speaking. I am a certified and effective communication, and if you've followed this podcast since the beginning, you will know that that's how this podcast started, as a way to vent and to help me speak publicly. I love this podcast. And I've said more than once, especially last year, I can only come to you when my cup is full. If I don't have nothing to say, I'm not going to say it. And sometimes I would force myself to say things, or always want to say something in the moment. And sometimes you have to sit back and you have to allow certain things to play out. Almost 2 years ago, with the inauguration of Joe Biden, I said, I asked you two questions, or presented two things to you. One episode was called America Has Reached Her Tipping Point. And the other one was called America, Where Do We Go From Here? So we are still, you know, if you go back, I said everything that would come to pass. I asked critical questions. And as we sit here 2 years later, which is going to tie into my dream, you really have to ask yourself, or do you like what you see? Do you like what you see in your community? Do you like what you see happening in the world? Are you comfortable with it? This podcast, and I'm sorry, this podcast is not for surface dwellers, people who are not interested in thinking. This is not the podcast for you. I'm sorry. When I sit back and I look at the last almost 3 years, if you are comfortable with what has taken place, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. And I have to say that last night I awoke after only having about 3 hours, having 3 hours of sleep last night. I didn't even feel as though I got any sleep. So, let me just get right to it. I'm in a place, and I'm describing my dream to you. I'm in a place, and there's like a square. There's a square. It's bright, it's clean, it's sterile. And I'm lined up. And before I should take it back, before I even line up, there's pants and an overcoat. The pants are blue, like goose down. All purpose, all terrain. They're like work pants. They're some type of pants. And then there's a overcoat. And I'm thinking to myself, these pants might not fit me because I'm a big girl. So I'm like, these pants ain't gonna fit me. But baby, those pants fit. I don't know what kind of pants these are. I'm not adding anything to my dream. And I wanna pause and say, I'll tell you what I do. When I dream, I can dream in color. I dream very vividly. Wherever I'm at in my dream, I'm literally there. I've only had about 5 dreams ever in my life where I've actually, besides the personal ones, the good ones, like with my father and things like that, the type of dreams that I've had, usually all of my dreams are aspirational. They're the things that I want to do. There are things that I tell myself and I dream about it and I go to sleep and I wake up and I dream in color, all of that. I've only had about 5 dreams that have stood out to me and I will always remember them. I will always, maybe I'll tell you about the other ones, maybe I won't. But this one, I don't know why I'm being led to say this or get this out to you. I am not a psychic. I am not a medium. I'm not none of that. But I can tell you that I'm a dreamer. And I just feel so moved to say this. I don't know why I'm being like, I just have to say this. So anyway, going back to the dream. So there's these pants. I put on the pants and I'm laughing or whatever. I'm like, these pants ain't gonna fit. But they do. So I didn't put on the actual coat. So I don't know if it fits or whatever it is. I'm in this place. I'm in this line. And in this line, there is other people. Now, some of the people in front of me, they rush ahead. They rush ahead. And if you, I was born in 1990. So when I was young and I was a young girl, I used to watch this show called Global Guts. Global Guts used to come on Nickelodeon and it was like an American Gladiator type of game for kids. They had all of these obstacles and things that you had to do. So relating to my dream, that's what I saw. Like I saw this like obstacle course and there was a high path and there was a low path. And these people that were in front of me, I let them go ahead. I literally said in my dream, like, I'm going to let them go ahead. I'm not rushing for nobody. So I said that. So the people who rushed ahead, they were going through all of these obstacles and all of these things. And it made me, and in my dream, I'm hearing myself say, you know, these are not just obstacles. These are tests. These are, it's like beta testing. Whatever these obstacles are, they're beta testing. So I let all of these people go ahead. When it's my turn to choose a path, I'm standing on like the high side. Like there's this bridge. I don't know what kind of bridge this is. I'm just walking and I'm getting to the bridge. And I stop. And that's when it clicked. This whole thing that has been happening for 3 years. There's almost 3 years now. The reason why it's happening is because we're not saying anything. The whole time in my dream, I hear a voice that is saying, you're not saying anything. We're not. The reason why these obstacles, these tests, they're happening. And it's going to culminate into whatever facility this is. You can interchange facility with whatever word you want to say. But the thing that was crystal clear that I woke up out of my sleep, the reason why this is happening is because we're not putting pressure on people. What has happened in the lab, and I feel like I want to cry because I feel like people are not getting it. This is happening because we're allowing it to happen. I want to give you some more. So as I'm saying this, I'm telling you exactly how this happened in my dream. So when it's time for me to go across this bridge, I did not go across this bridge. That's when everything clicked as to why this is happening. Like, why am I seeing this? I turn around because, you know, in your dream, you can control your dream. So I'm in the dream and I'm turning around. I'm like, well, wait a minute. We should be saying something. Wait a minute. We got to go back. And I never make it around the whole square, like this whole little thing. I never make it to the other side or the other side of this facility, this in the square. So I turn around and I see this security guard like being. He's wearing like either a black suit or a vest, like a mercenary or something, but he's the security and he's behind a see-through glass. Like you can see him and he can see you. And I'm pointing. I'm like, wait a minute. No, this isn't it. We got to go back. This is wrong. So me, whoever I am in this dream, I'm a rebel rouser by nature. So I'm not getting it. I'm causing a scene now because I'm like, wait a minute. There's something wrong here. This isn't right. So I take it out of the line and I go back to where the clothes are, the overalls and the coat. And this person who's like a part of this facility comes to me. I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but they're like, they're reprimanding me. They're spraying something. I don't know what they're spraying. It's a gas. It's like, it's smoky. There's like, it's gas. It's something, but they're doing it on purpose. Whatever this is, they're doing it on purpose and they know it. The security person has a gun. Like he's looking at me. He has a gun and he's like motioning like to keep moving. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. So the person comes around to me again. Cause I wouldn't I have a piece of tissue and whatever this, like the tissue, I'm coughing and there's blood that comes on like this piece of tissue. And I'm like, oh my God. That's what lets me know that whatever they're spraying is being done on purpose and it's like, it's harmful. Like it's literally harmful. And I keep acting up. Like I'm fighting. I'm like doing all of these things. And they point to like a big barrel drum and it's see-through. It's like a liquid. And they tell me to stick my hands in there. And I don't. It's like a big ass bath of like the texture is like hand sanitizer, but I don't do it because I know that it's like an irritant. Like, it'll irritate my skin, and they want to rub it on my the back of my hands, or they want to rub it on my chest, and they're pointing to like my hands or my chest, and I'm like, no, I don't. I'm good. I'll calm down. So I walk, and as I'm walking through this whatever shit that they sprayed in this facility, like they're doing it on purpose. As I'm walking, I feel myself like pregnant. Like, I feel like I give birth. Like, I'm pregnant. Like, I am as a woman who is a mother and gave birth vaginally. Like, if you're a woman, you know how that feels. So I'm walking in the line, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm coughing, and the blood is on my tissue or whatever. So I stick my hand down in my hoo-ha, and there's blood. I'm like, no, this ain't right. I'm feeling it, like, no, this isn't right. Now, mind y'all, I am not pregnant in real life. I only have one son. My son is 12. So as I'm walking forward, the baby comes. The baby just falls down, umbilical cord and all, and the baby is like in black and white, if that makes sense. The baby is still born in its sack and whatnot, but I give birth to the baby. Like, I literally take it out my hoo-ha, and I'm holding the baby, and I'm crying, and I'm like, no, I'm so sorry. I knew you wanted to be here. When I say be here, I mean like the baby wanted to live. Like, the baby wanted to, but it couldn't because of these chemicals and like all this stuff. Like, I don't know why I'm saying this, but in the dream, I'm like, what, you know, where is this coming from? And I'm crying, and then I see the baby, and the baby's crying, and I'm crying too. Like, I'm so sorry, you should be here. I knew you wanted to be here. I'm so sorry. And I see two babies. I see a boy and I see a girl. I do not know what that means. It could be both boys and girls. It could be two children. I don't know what that means. But I'm upset. Like, I am so upset. And I'm turning around. I give the baby away because the baby is stillborn. I look at the security guard. And this whole feeling that I have is like you played me. Like, whoever this person is, you slept with like the security guard. And I feel like the security guard is government. Like, even though you played this game or whatever, like, if I slept with you and I'm pregnant, I'm just saying, and I'm trying to rationalize my dream, but I can't. But in my, I'm telling you my feelings as I'm in this dream. When the baby thing happened, I turned around to the security guard, and he's like, he's emotionless. Like, if I didn't got pregnant with you, and I didn't did all of these things with you, how you gonna let me come to this facility? Like, that's my whole thing. So I don't know how you want to interpret that. But I feel as though even, oh, and I'm skipping something. So, like, right before, like, me walking with, like, walking and giving birth to this, like, stillborn baby. I see Tom Brady in my dream. I don't know why. I don't know why I see him. He falls down because I see him in his uniform with the Buccaneers. He falls down. And I laugh or snicker, but he doesn't know who did it. So the whoever's running the facility is like, y'all need to keep moving, don't be laughing or whatever. And I see two people come to his aid to like sit him up. So I take that as like, even these people who are influencers or whatever, they not exempt from whatever's happening to me in this dream either. That's what I take it as. But anywho, so I just wanted to give y'all that tidbit. I'm sorry I skipped over that. But yeah, so I'm thinking, like, as I'm having the stillborn baby or whatever, this is the biggest piece. I don't know where this is at. in the world or whatever, but I'm going to tell you this, and this is how I felt in the dream. So here it is. The facility that I'm in is bright, is sterile, it's white. The walls is like a tent. It's like tarp. It's like an inflatable tarp or whatever the fuck it is. It is not brick and mortar. It is not like rooted in the ground. Like, it's not like a hospital or nothing like that. It's a facility. You can interchange facility with whatever you choose to. The biggest takeaway from me is not that, like, to me, by it not being solid, like it's not like brick and mortar, it means that it is not permanent. And the biggest thing that was sticking out to me as I'm observing the actual facility, it is not underground. When I have dreams underground, that means that it's something hidden. It's not something that you would relatively know. This facility is above ground. It is in plain sight, but it is temporary. It's not solid. It's like a tarp, like whatever. I don't even know how to describe it. It is above ground. So to me, when it's above ground, that means that it is out in the open. Like, it is right in front of our face. I do not know where this facility is. I want to say, but I'm not going to say. And the reason, and one thing to me, how I know that this is not set in stone, is because I never put on the actual coat. I put on the pants, and I never walked the whole course. Like, I never went through, I didn't do none of the tests, none of the obstacles. I didn't go through the obstacles that were below me. I stayed higher. So I don't know what none of this means. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I've never told y'all nothing like this. All of my dreams are private. And like I said, most of my dreams, for the most part, they're all aspirational towards my life, what I want to do with myself, my goals, my dreams, all of that. That's what most of my dreams are, or it's about something that I heard in the past day or whatever. I do not know why I had this dream, but I had this dream, and I woke up out of my sleep at about 4:00 in the morning. I didn't go to sleep till about 12:00, 1:00. So I was awakened out of my sleep from this dream. I don't know the significance of this dream, but the biggest thing that was just in my head the whole time as I'm having this experience is this shit is happening, because we're not saying nothing. If you have information, you have to share it. The uncomfortable conversations, you have to have them now. And this is the thing that God placed on me as I woke up out of this dream. You got to call people out. I've said this before on this podcast. Public shaming is good when it's for a righteous cause. The shit that you're seeing, like, oh, well, I gotta ask you like this. Are you comfortable because there is no more 6 feet distancing? Are you comfortable because they've rescinded mandates? Are you comfortable? Because this is the time we're supposed to be fighting now. You feel good because Twitter has released these documents, these internal documents about some shit that we already knew was true. Okay, that's great. We should know. But what is the follow-up plan? What is the action plan after the fact? You see the shit that's happening with the Jeffrey Epstein thing, and how Biden has flown to the Caribbean, and homegirl, who's the attorney general for the Virgin Islands, homegirl gets fired the day that he goes to that island because homegirl had placed a lawsuit against JP Morgan Chase, the bank, for turning a alleged blind eye to all of the dealings of Jeffrey Epstein. The shit, you see that 2 + 2 = 4. We all see it. There, this place that I was at is going to come to pass right in our backyard if we don't say anything. We cannot be complacent. This stuff that is happening, I know people want to live in la la land and all of that. It's not going to work. It's not going to end well. And it's not so much the facility, because you ask, and this was another thing too. The people that were in, like, the first, as soon as this dream took place, like this experience took place, wherever I was at when I was dreaming last night, none of the people that were in this facility had did anything wrong. These were not criminals. They had no business being there. They had zero business being there. They were not criminal. Like, in my dream, I was crying because, like, once I, like, put all of this together in my dream, like, as I'm dreaming, I was crying. I was so angry because these people had did nothing wrong. I don't know none of the significance of what I just told y'all, but it's on me to say this. Please, if you don't share none of my other podcasts, share this one. None of the other episodes, I mean, share this one. The reason why this is happening is because we're not saying anything. And here's the piece. Like I was saying before, we think, a lot of people think that everything is cool now because you have some mainstream outlets slowly piecemealing and slow dripping what we've already knew 3 years ago. That's not good enough. It's just not. You need to see more protests, and I'm not a protest girl. I will not be out there with you, but I support the people that do, and I always say, because I myself am a charitable organization, if you see people standing in the gap for you, give them $10. Give them $100. Give them $1 or $2, because they're standing in the gap for you and your causes. That's what they do. So I'm saying, if you can't do nothing else, share the information. Have those uncomfortable conversations. And I gotta ask you, where are your loved ones? I just tried to call a business associate of mine, because me and him are friends on my personal Facebook page. This man is a God-fearing man. He always posts biblical quotes and have good thoughts, and he's a very positive person. I have not seen his post since November before Thanksgiving. And this is not like him. This man posts every day, whether he doing his business stuff or he posting something inspirational. I called him because I have transactions that I need to do, and I wanted to call him so we can get this bread together. But I cannot find him. And even the people that was on his page was like, have y'all seen this man? And this shit is real. And the thing that happened last night with that Bills football player, I don't know if it's real. I don't care if it's fake, but it happened and everybody saw it. Whatever happens to this man, it's going to happen. If it's fake, that's some disheartening shit, and we all need to grow up and understand that energy harvesting is real. Energy harvesting is real. But they showed it to you. So all those soccer players that you saw all around the world, oh, it wasn't being played on American media that much, so you really didn't care about it. Now it's hitting home to these football athletes. I don't care if it was fake, if it was real, but we all saw it. So I'm just saying, like, the shit is hitting home now. Like I said, I've lost 4 people to this shit. I almost lost my sister. I don't care what's in the shop. I don't care what's in the air. But the longer we stay in denial, for the most part, about this shit, it's not going to end well. We have to hold people accountable. A win is not Twitter confirming your worst fears. That is not a win. Your favorite rapper saying this shit in the song is not a win. Your favorite influencer that was on the fence coming around and confirming the obvious, that's not a win. None of that shit is a win. It's socially acceptable now that we all come to terms with what's going on. Okay, cool. A win is that lots of people need to go to jail for this. Lots of people. Lots of people. I don't know about y'all, but I'm upset. Because I've never had a dream like this. I wasn't watching anything that would put, like, you know, because sometimes, you know, these are your subconscious thoughts and they happen. But when, and those are normal dreams, you know. But like I said, I'm not a psychic. I'm not none of that shit. But I'm a dreamer. But this one was so significant and so profound that I had to say something. Like, if it's a bad dream or whatever, I'll just go back to sleep. Like, I'll wake myself up, come into consciousness, physically wake up, go to the bathroom, and then go back to sleep. And that's it. This dream, I was not scared. I was shocked, but I was not scared. So that's a good thing. But I'm sharing this with y'all because I have to say something. And that was the biggest thing. I kept on asking, like, God, like, why is this happening? Why is this? And the thing that kept on, like, every few seconds as this whole dream is playing out is because you're not saying anything. You're not saying anything. You're not saying anything. There has to be real, tangible consequences. And I know this is hard. I know this is a very big ask. This is why it is so critical. It is so critical that we have to get back to public shaming. We have to publicly shame our elected officials. We have to. People's platforms are getting snatched down. I heard that YouTube has now switched their algorithm yet again because they don't want no cussing. But yet they let soft porn on their platform. Okay, YouTube. You have this woke agenda in these schools now with these kids. It's a lot going on out here. Some bodies with an IES, not with a Y, because this is plural. This is multiple people. They got to start going to jail because this shit right here is not right. It's not right on all fronts. The grooming of the children, the high inflation, and the people dropping like flies, and people that are not complying being taken to these out in the open, in your face facilities. Call it what you want. Say it is wherever you say it is at. This is out in like the whole time. Usually in my, like I said, I'm going to repeat this again. When I have dreams and I'm underground, I'm in a tunnel, I'm somewhere dark, that means that it's something hidden. To me, and the way that the impression that I got as I was having this dream is that this is a bright place. This is a sterile place. This is a tarp-like facility. And the colors that these pants and this coat or whatever it was for all seasons. It was blue, orange, or yellow. I don't know what those colors mean. They probably don't mean shit. I don't know. But it was to me, if it's not underground, it's not in the tunnel, it's not dark,
That means that it is not hidden. Because this place was bright, clean, sterile, white, with like this tarp-like, temporary-like substance for its structure. That means that this is out in the open. You can see it. It's a place. And it's not hidden. Then when I woke up, like when I woke up this morning, or I woke up from this dream, the best example, and this is why I'm saying this, I feel like those people over in you know where that got the zero, y'all know the zero lockdown thing and where it's happening. Those people over there, you see that trash piled up? You see those facilities, and they just said like they had completed this, what, 86, almost 100,000 bed facility for people who won't comply. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Read between the lines. That's what it felt like. But those are real structures. Those are firm. Those are solid. It's not tarp. The reason why that is happening, over the reason why I had that dream, and I'm saying this to the people in the West, is because those people did not fight back hard enough. They're not. And they're showing us what is going to happen if these people do not start to get arrested. The doctors, the nursing homes, the politicians, the pharmaceutical companies, the judges. These people have to go to prison. It's either they gonna go to prison or we gonna be put into one. I don't know why God wanted me to tell y'all this, but I had to tell y'all this because I couldn't sleep last night. Even though I had went back to sleep, I still didn't get no sleep. I don't know why he showed me that. I don't know where this is at. And because I didn't put on the coat, to me, it symbolized that it's not here yet. It's not permanent over here. But there are laws that are secretly on the books. And I know this because I felt this. And I've seen different little confirmations. There are laws that are taking place on purpose, secretly, in areas that you would not put two and two together. But this is slowly coming into fruition, and it's coming from all angles. You have the pharmaceutical and health industry. You have the financial industry. You have the criminal and prison industry. All of these different industries are setting up a trap. It's a trap. And all of those obstacles that I saw in this dream, it felt like they were beta testing. They were testing these different things and testing people and making them jump through all of these hoops. And it, like, I don't know. Like, when I was in that dream, that's what it felt like. That's what those obstacles were. And the people who were just happy to just run for it, I said, I ain't running. I'm not running. Let these people go first. I'm not doing all that bullshit. I'm not doing that. So please, if you're in the sound of my voice, I am begging you. I am begging you to send out good vibrations of truth. That the truth will come out about all of these people who have had a hand in orchestrating this bullshit, and that justice will be had for countless hundreds of millions of people that this is going to affect. Because it's not about, like I said, it's not, the people that were there didn't do nothing wrong. You had some people who have been going along with this, and they thought that, like I told you about the baby with the security guard, like, people think that because they were fucking with the system, and they were fucking with the power structure, that because of their influence, they wouldn't be touched. No, no, no. If you were along with it, or if you wasn't, like, this is, it's everything. It's an everybody type of thing. If you don't say something, if you don't start sharing information, if you don't start telling people that this is a problem, this is a bigger problem than anyone will ever be able to see. I've shared here on this podcast. You can go look at Operation Lockstep. You can look for it. You can look up Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. That is a military manual that came out years ago. I'm talking about decades ago. You can put those two things together. Go back and watch George Orwell's 1984. Better yet, read the book. Read the unabridged version. 1984 was not supposed to be entitled 1984. It was supposed to be entitled the year that it came out, 1947, because that was when the book was written, back in the 40s. So you can imagine, from the shit that was in that book to now, think about the technology that they have now. Please, I am begging you, you got to start saying something, because our silence is us being complicit. A lot of people are going to be silenced, but I promise you, it will not be in vain if more people start to directly approach, especially your legislative body. They're the ones who are making these laws, and they're the ones that are covering for these different agencies. Tony Fauci is just going to be the fall guy, him and his wife. There are so many people that have come together, whether directly or indirectly, and have put this together. This is the most evilest thing ever. It's not just the shot. It's not just that. It's the parameters in which they did this. People lost their jobs. People lost their homes. People lost their family. People lost their lives. This is not a joke. It is not a joke. And even when they rescinded it, they had rescinded it only after the fact that they had given enough people the doses. And the thing with the baby, the people that got those shots, they're going to be affected. Their lineage, their offspring, after the fact, if they have a baby after the fact, that is going to show up, whatever that shit is. It's going to show up in the children. So I wanted to share that. I'm sorry to sound so somber. I am usually optimistic. I'm a very optimistic woman, but I can only control myself. I'm optimistic for myself, but I'm not so optimistic about other people. And that is not to be rude or anything, but I am a very real and pragmatic woman. We got to hold these people accountable, because lots of people deserve to go to jail. They either need to go to jail, they need to lose their licenses, they need to be fined billions of dollars, not millions. $100 million ain't enough. $1 billion ain't enough. The money that they were receiving for labeling these patients as having that illness that start with a C, they need to rescind that money. These hospitals, they need to rescind that money. Most of these hospitals were given up to $39,000 for every positive case. And then they were given money on every shot they administered. These people, because they got all the fucking knowledge. Go read these medical journals, y'all. Go read them. Read the VAERS system. They knew. You see one person get sick. Okay, that might not be attributed to that. You see two people that might not be contributed to that. But over 1 million people, and that's only 2 to 10% of what's reported. That's a problem. And the reason why, like, when I woke up from this dream, the question in my mind besides, like, why is this happening? And the answer that I got was, because you're not saying anything. People aren't saying anything. You got to say something. You're not saying anything. The other question that I had is, where is your loved ones? Where are the people that you care about? Where are they? Where are these people at? That information is not coming out, and you need to see the number of that come out. You need to see the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg. It was a couple of other publications that have finally come out and said, well, yeah, you might be getting clots. Yeah, you might be having heart problems. Yeah, it might be true. Not a lot, but it might. We didn't, we're really sorry that we didn't tell you guys sooner. No, they ought to, the media, they make my ass itch. They should be held liable too, because, and I say this, and this is so timely, because homegirl Barbara Walters, she hasn't really done anything that is like diabolical, so I'm gonna give her just due and her respect. Barbara Walters was a real journalist. Barbara Walters did ask real questions. She was funny, she was witty, she was culturally appropriate. Like, the girl was pop culture. But her journalistic integrity was amazing. You don't have that now. These men and women now, they screwing each other. Look at the scandal that's happening on what, the Today Show or something like that? Good Morning America? I'm not sure. They screwing each other. You can't be asking real questions if you worried about sleeping with you fraternizing with your coworker. Barbara Walters and Walter Cronkite, I always say that. They asked real questions. Now you have a lame duck media that don't ask real questions, and they're not asking the critical ones that can get some people landed in prison the way that they're supposed to. They deserve to be locked up too. So I'm just putting this out there. If you have a local community, and you like gardening, you like urban spaces, you like green spaces, and there's a nonprofit that's standing in the gap for you, that is doing good work, that are cleaning up your community, give them a dollar or two. If you like criminal justice reform and that's your bread and butter issue, and you got a local organization that's in your community that is doing good work and standing in the gap for you, give them a dollar or two. Where I live at here in Ohio, there's something called Ohioans for Medical Freedom that is headed by Ohio Representative Jennifer Gross, who is a wonderful woman. This lady has put her whole career on the line for trying to pass something called House Bill 248, which would render mandated vaccines across the board not necessary. You can't go against personal liberties. This lady has worked hard, her along with Stephanie Stock and her organization. This year, I intend on making a very large donation to them, because those people, especially Stephanie, when I heard that my sister had her issue, and I knew she had gotten a shot, I called Stephanie and I said, oh my God, they won't let us come see my sister. They only want 2 people a day. Like, what kind of shit is this? Do y'all know that Stephanie was the only woman that said, hey, I'll come up to Cleveland? Because she travels. Homegirl covers. She'd have been all over Ohio like 100 times now. She was the only one, though. We could stage a protest right now. I got about 70 people. Do you need us to come? I said, no, I don't think I want to do that. But she was the one when these lockdowns happened. And I called her personal number. She was ready, willing, and able right then and there. I will call the news crew. She said, I'll call the news crew. She said, if you get me the name of the president of the hospital, you let me know what's going on with your sister. I will show up right now. The girl was down in Columbus. That's like 2 hours away. But she was ready, willing, and able. You know, she was ready like like the Transformers, Autobots, transform. She was ready. And I can't thank her enough. So please, in this year of 2023, find a local organization. Donate your time. And yes, donate your money. Most of your small operated organizations are not all, and they're not all BLM. I've talked about that on my podcast. Go back and look for it. They're not all corrupt. The small mom and pop organizations that are in your backyard, make a donation to them, especially if they're for medical freedom. This issue of medical rights is the tip of the iceberg. And I've long said, and I've said it on this podcast, privacy and your right to privacy is the new warfare. It is not about bombs. It ain't about none of that. It is about your personal privacy. If you see something, say something. Put it out there on social media. Tell your neighbors, go to those community meetings. Yeah, you might live in a Democratic stronghold where they're not interested in talking about that. Push the issue. People will love to hear what you got to say, because deep down inside, they feel the same way, but they don't have the courage to say it. You got standoffish rural conservatives that may not be on the up and up either. Have that conversation. Call your loved one. Tell them, stop with the foolishness. People have lost their lives and their whole family because they decided that they wasn't going to get that shot. They decided that they no longer like the current pop culture that is going on. Please, I implore you, share this podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. Follow me on Instagram at Think It Through Podcast. Until next time, let's think it through.